This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyid, has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called the strike a sign U.S. efforts to counter IS in Afghanistan are going in the right direction. The battle for the Iraqi city of Mosul has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both men and women, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements as well as tunnels under the decimated sliver of land they control. VOA's Heather Murdoch reporting from the scene.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But despite a resounding declaration of victory early this week, militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. The battle is also slowed by close quarters after Iraqi soldiers were injured in airstrikes against nearby IS targets.
VOA's Heather Murdoch in Mosul. Senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader has described Iraq's liberation of Mosul from the Islamic State as a victory for Tehran. 2 days after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi claimed victory in Mosul over the IS, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force detailed the role the troop had played and leading Iraq's popular mobilization forces in their fight against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. As President Trump returned to the United States from attending Bastille Day ceremonies in Paris, there was news of another participant in a meeting with Mr. Trump's son, Donald Jr., members of the Trump presidential team, and a Russian lawyer. Here is AP reporter Desmond Butler.
What we learned today is that the attendance list of the meeting that's now well known between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer was wider than we thought. And it included a associate of the lawyer who is a Russian-American lobbyist named Rinat Akhmetshin.
Donald Trump Jr. said that he had been promised some incriminating information about Mr. Trump's presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton, during the meeting with the Russian lawyer. U.S. State Department says it's reviewing a ruling by a federal judge that may allow thousands more travelers and refugees excluded by a presidential order. U.S. High Court allowed part of the Trump travel ban, but expanded acceptance to those with family and business relationships in the U.S. United Nations has urged Venezuela's government to respect the political opposition's right to protest, as it noted a significant increase in asylum requests from the South American country. UN says more than 52,000 Venezuelans have applied for asylum in 2017, already twice the number that applied in all of 2016. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told American governors that barriers to trade between the two countries do not help working families but kill growth. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence introduced Mr. Trudeau to the governors and said the U.S. trade deals are all being updated for the better. Better, he said, for the U.S. and all of its trading partners. Those deals include the North American Free Trade Agreement, signed in the 1990s between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau spoke about the U.S.-Canadian trade relationship.
This is the most successful economic partnership in the history of the world. It's worth about $1 trillion each year, and most importantly, it's well-balanced. More broadly, the North American Free Trade Zone is the biggest economic zone in the world, comprising a $19 trillion regional market of 470 million customers. The United States, Canada, and Mexico together now account for more than a quarter of the world's GDP.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau speaking to U.S. governors. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with the music makers as we review the 2017 Montreal Jazz Festival on Jazz America. Once again, for the 38th time, the world gathered in beautiful Montreal, Quebec, in Canada from the 28th of June through the 8th of July for 11 great days of music from the world of jazz. Every aspect of the world of jazz you could imagine. And a few wonderful pop artists thrown in just for good measure. Many of the concerts for free and some inside the beautiful halls around the Place des Arts in the center of Montreal, where in those beautiful venues, great artists from all around the world performed. I'm going to give you some of the music from artists that performed there this year. And you're just about to hear one of the hometown favorites, Mr. Joey Amichil, who played at the festival this year. But first, I want to mark the changing of the guard, which was very present at the festival this year. And that is the new generation of artists taking the place of those who have either passed away or have stepped aside to let the new voices of jazz be heard. Among them, the son of John Coltrane, Robbie Coltrane, who's been around for a pretty long time. He's one of the great established artists, and he performed in three different concerts, in a duo setting with his own quartet, and then with the band The Void, featuring Robin Eubanks on trombone. Three different shows, night after night after night. Here's Robbie Coltrane, joined by a stellar cast of musicians, among them the late great pianist Jerry Allen, for a cut from his 2000 release from the Round Box, the song entitled Blues a la Carte, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, I would give you the music of one of the sons of Montreal. His parents from Haiti originally, but he was born in Montreal. He is the great soprano saxophonist, as you just heard, Joey Amachil, from his brand new release, Let's Bash, that he debuted at the Montreal Jazz Festival this year. And from that, I hope you enjoyed the piece entitled Ah Si Pareil. Now let's go inside the beautiful Gaisu Theater and enjoy some of the music and the comments of A Family Affair here on VOA's Jazz America. The great guitarist and vocalist John Pizzarelli took the stage at the beautiful little Gaisu Theater for three different themed shows. One of those shows included the work of his wife, the great vocalist Jessica Molaski, and their vocalizing guitar-playing daughter, Madeline Pizzarelli. From the stage, John and Jessica gave us some of these thoughts in the middle of the performance.
Thank you very much. I would like to just say before we go forward that my name is Jessica Molaski, but I am also Mrs. John Pizzarelli. Just for those of you who might be confused about that and have been for a very long time. And a matter of fact, 19 years ago, almost to the day, this young lady, I carried in a small carry-on, who was 4 months old to see John play the Beatles here at the Montreal Jazz Festival, and she's playing with us tonight, Miss Madeline Pizzarelli.
Last night we had Catherine Russell here with us, and we saluted Frank Sinatra and Billie Holiday. And this evening we've decided to go with two of the great popular songwriters of all time, one of my heroes, Paul McCartney, who I got to work with, and Jessica's hero, and one of my heroes too, the great Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell said she was just as influenced by Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross as she was by many of the folk people and the rock and roll people that were around when she was starting out.
We opened our performance with Help Me from Court and Spark. While Jessica was listening to that record, I was listening to Wings at the Speed of Sound and Silly Love Songs. And then I played And I Love Her from, it's actually from my record. It's from John Pizzarelli Meets the Beatles. And Jessica sang, it's from Blue, Case of You? A Case of You, you would know that.
It's also from a new CD I have out called Portraits of Joni.
Which has a new album out called Portraits of Joni, and you can, all the Joni things that you'll hear, you can get. And actually, all of the McCartney things are from Midnight McCartney, which we debuted here 2 years ago. So everything is purchasable, and we'd like to remind you that our daughter is in college still.
We live in America, and we have 70,000 reasons for the next 3 years that we... Although we may all be moving to Canada very soon.
Mesdames et messieurs, bonsoir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Festival International de Jazz de Montréal is pleased to welcome you to the TD Invitation Series. Voici, sans plus tarder, please welcome John Pizzarelli Quartet avec Jessica Molaski dans le spectacle Joni Mitchell and McCartney.
Seven love songs. I look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people wanna fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again. Say, can't you see? She gave me more. She gave it all to me. Now, can't you see what's wrong with that? I need to know. 'Cause here I go again.
Jessica Molaski in a rare live performance from the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival. Each year at the festival, various awards are handed out to deserving artists. And in the case of this year's Miles Davis Award, for those carrying on the tradition of the great trumpeter, Jack DeJohnette, a former collaborator with Miles, who was playing there with the Hudson All-Star Band with John Medeski and John Schofield. He won the Miles Davis Award. Here's a taste of Miles Davis with Robert Glasper, blending together Miles' original tracks on the song Milestones with his own remix and keyboard work. From the album Everything's Beautiful, Robert Glasper on Jazz America from VOA1. If Miles Davis were around today to play the Montreal Jazz Festival, well, maybe he would have had Robert Glasper playing with him. Robert always dreamed of playing with Miles, though he never had a chance to. But that was what he tried to realize in creating the work you just heard. Milestones, Robert Glasper with just a little bit of Miles pulled in to connect the two centuries here on VOA's Jazz America. More of our celebration of the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here is a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Dear presenter, I tried to reach you but failed. I used to be an ardent VOA listener back in the days of Yvonne Barkley, but I did enjoy your jazz presentation from the beginning to the end and will return to VOA radio broadcast from today. Let's meet again next Sunday, 16th July, 2017. Warm regards, Seth Phillips from Abuja, Nigeria. Will Seth, thank you so much for being in touch and searching to find Jazz America there in Nigeria. And I want to reward you with some music that pays homage to your nation. Now, this young lady who performed at the Montreal Jazz Festival again this year was born in the United States, but her parents were originally from Uganda and Rwanda and moved to the United States so that Somi could grow up there and follow her musical dreams. Well, she not only followed them, but realized them with wonderful work over the years, including her album, The Lagos Music Salon, her homage to the motherland. With Angelique Kidjo joining her, here's the song Lady Revisited. Just for you, Seth Phillips Ikae, from Abuja, Nigeria, listening to VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
That's percussionist and band leader and composer Mark Juliana with his band from the album Beat Music, the Los Angeles Improvisations, and a song entitled Nice Job. Now, as I'd mentioned earlier here on Jazz America, it was the changing of the guard exhibited in a major way at the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival. Instead of Art Blakey leading his band, Mark Juliana, another modern drummer, leading his band with modern music. In fact, he billed his performance, one of the most interesting I had a chance to see at the Montreal Jazz Festival this year, as the Mark Juliana Jazz Band, just to make sure everybody knew what he was up to in his performance. Instead of making purely techno music, as he's been known to do, he also has been known to improvise with many different musicians like Brad Meldow and John Scofield and others. Well, he led his own band in doing a lot of that at this performance. And speaking of changing of the guard, instead of, say, Kenny Burrell, who's 85 now and certainly could have played, instead, one of the modern masters of guitar was playing there, Mr. Kurt Rosenwinkel. Kurt Rosenwinkel has just walked off stage after presenting the most unique show I've ever seen you do, and one of the most unique combinations of styles of music. It's the music of Kai P, and first of all, a brilliant, brilliant performance tonight here in at L'Astral in Montreal.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you explained to the audience the birth of Kai P and the fact that it has its own spirit, and I wish that you would repeat that for us, for the folks around the world listening on Voice of America and on Mojo Radio.
Well, the first songs of Kai P started to appear in my musical orbit about like 10 years ago. It took about 4 years for me to realize that, you know, they were all kind of together and forming their own constellation in my musical like universe, you know. And so I started to refer them as Kai P songs because they have something to do with Brazilian music and other elements of rock and my own music and jazz, and started to call them Kai P music from the drink Caipirinha. And little by little, I was working on the songs all through the time. A beautiful experience to see this music manifested in the world and out there and touching people and moving through the air, and where, you know, while this music has been so kind of solitary in my studio for this whole time, and it's just a beautiful thing, and it coincides with me launching my record company, Hardcore Records.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Brazil rock and jazz, what an interesting, beautiful combination. And is this spirit going to leave you anytime soon, you think?
No, this spirit is definitely possessed of me, and it's progressing into other things that are developing, and we have this amazing band now, which was a very karmic coming together of spirits, and so we're really happy and feel like family, and feel very enthusiastic about the future and working a lot more, and you know, really just doing everything we can to make more music.
May it be so. The boys from Brazil and this brilliant woman. Oh, my goodness, what a piano player and what a vocalist.
Yes.
And what a choir you had here. Listen, go and see your fans. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
See you around.
Yeah. As you heard, the blending of Brazil, jazz, and rock, the music of Kai P. That was what the great guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel presented at the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival. And in a continuation of the changing of the guard, instead of Freddie Hubbard playing trumpet, it was Dave Douglas. Here's his version of Mr. Pitiful with the band Brass Ecstasy on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Al DiMeola, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
All-star players like Steve Gadd on drums and Jan Hammer on keyboards. That is the master guitarist Al Di Meola with Egyptian Danza, performed live in 1982 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I wanted to play that for you for a couple of reasons. First, great piece of music. Second, Al Di Meola won the Miles Davis Award a couple of years ago at the Montreal Jazz Festival. And I had a chance to see him just weeks ago at the New York City Jazz Club Iridium, where I caught up with him for a conversation I'll share with you next week as we celebrate his 63rd birthday on the 22nd of July. Al Di Meola, next time on Jazz America.